Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Do you know how cool it is, Ben Crenshaw? Ben Crenshaw is introducing me. I mean, I am so... Thank you so much for being here every Saturday morning. We're going to have a partly sunny day today. Windward and Mocha. Numerous showers this morning, which is great because the grass needs it. And then we'll have scattered showers in the afternoon. That's mainly Windward and Mocha. Okay, leeward side, we're going to have some rain. Highs between 83 and 88 degrees. Trades?
Yes.
15 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy. Again, those scattered showers. On Hawaii Island, on the Big Island, it's going to be mostly cloudy on the windward side. The leeward side is going to get some sunny in the morning situations, but mostly cloudy and numerous showers in the morning. Scattered showers, isolated thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. High between 80 and 85. Now that's nice. The trades are 15 miles per hour on the Big Island. And we've got a great show for you. All right. We've got John Peter Hagan, the writer. He's calling in from Scotland. And Adam Boguki is calling in. He's the area manager for Stretch Lab Hawaii. Kelly Hines, she's calling in. Hoku'ala on Kauai, Director of Instruction. Really looking forward to talking to her about Operation 36 Golf. She's a top 50 coach and cardio golf certified instructor. And this is completely, I'll tell you in just a second. Bob Herrig, senior writer, Sports Illustrated, author of Drive, The Lasting Legacy of Tiger Woods, and Karen Palacios Jansen, creator of Cardio Golf, is in the house. Golf fitness program, golf teacher, golf writer, and let's give you some tee times. Okay, we're going to play a round of golf, right? At Makalei, there's an 840, there's a 926, there's a 1010. Sunrise Ladies are going out, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. At Poipu Bay, 1010, 1040, 1140, the ever-ready group. Ever ready. They're on it. And they're going out, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. We got Kauai Lagoons, 10 o'clock. Kukui'ula, 9:08, 11:18. Turtle Bay, 8:30, 9:46, 11:08. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has an 8:50, a 9:06, a 10:48. Eva Beach Golf Course has an 8:36, a 9:18, and a 10:50. Now to Maui, where, the Bunker Boys... You guys, really? The Bunker Boys, may you all stay out of the bunker, unless you really want to be in there. Bunker Boys, may you all hit the sweet spot at Wailea. There's a 9:10, 9:20, 12 o'clock. Gold Course, that's Wailea Gold. We have a 9:30, a 10:40, and a 10:50. Emerald Course has a 9:40 and a 10:30 and a 10:40 as well. And Maui Nui, yeah, Maui Nui is awesome. There's a 9:16 and a 10:24. Also, the Jack Miller Group is heading out to play a round of golf. Alan Santos Group is heading out. And you know the drill. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Okay, we're going to come back with Karen Palacios Jensen after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii. Quality cameras to capture the memories, now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
It most certainly is. Karen Palacios Jensen, cardiogolf.com is her place online. Cardio Golf, Cardio Golf TV creator, LPGA master teaching professional, lead instructor for Golf Channel, Golf Digest, top 50 best golf fitness trainers, and the only LPGA professional on that list. You can find her on Facebook at Cardio Golf. Welcome into the clubhouse, Karen.
Thanks. I really enjoy
coming to your show, and I just love how you pronounce my name. That's my favorite part of the whole thing. Nobody else can pronounce my name. That's
why. Well, I'm so happy that I do it right. You know, you partnered with golfgym.com. We put power in your swing. We're gonna be talking about that. But you know, you have so many different programs for people who want to get better and also fit at the same time. As a master LPGA professional, your knowledge is incredible. But you also have the 30-day swing challenge, which is always like a little intimidating for me. What is your 30-day swing challenge?
Yeah, you know, so basically it's just a way to get people engaged in doing a little bit every day. And I always tell my students it's better to practice 5 minutes every day than to wait till you have like 2 hours at the end of the week to go practice and hit balls. I mean, usually that time never happens. Who has that kind of time? And
right.
Then those long practice sessions don't really end up good. They end up, you know, leading to injuries or more bad habits. So if you did something for 30 days, it could really help you focus. It could give you a consistency and a little bit of a routine. It could give you some accountability, because if you have to check off the calendar that you did something every day, and it's a way to track your progress. So that 30 days could turn into a habit and it would last longer. But if you really just focus for 30 days doing something, and my challenge is for a fluid swing. So we have these 5-6 minute videos where you go on, Danielle, and the first day we focus on your grip. So you're just focusing on one thing and you do some practice swings. The next day we focus on your setup, how far you stand to the ball, where you place your hands, and how you bend over. And think about it. You want to get to the point where you don't have to think about those fundamentals, so that when you do go play a practice, you can focus on anything, other things like, practicing shapes of shots and hitting more power. If you have to figure out your grip every time, it's like you're starting over and you're starting at day one. You want to get to the point where all those things are habits.
You know, that hits the nail on the head. So, because I don't get out and play much. So every time I do, I'm doing exactly what you said. You know, am I standing upright? Do I have my feet right? Are my hands on? It was like, and by the time I'm actually ready to hit the ball, when everybody's standing there going, is she ever going to hit it? You're insecure. You're not confident. And nothing good comes from that.
Exactly. And those are kind of things that should already be automatic. You don't want to have to think about them, because there's too much to think about golf. First of all, if you're playing, you have to decide what club you're going to hit, how far it is, if there's wind, what kind of grass and lie you have, where you want to put the ball. If you're worried about your grip, you have a long way to go to get to the point to even hit a good shot.
Yeah. Exactly. A long way to go. Just, one of the things that I obsess about is which angle my club face should be at when I'm addressing the ball, you know? It's like,
right. And these are things that you can practice at home. You don't even need to go to a golf course and just set up a nice little station in a mirror in front in your house and just practice putting the club behind the ball and making sure the club face is square. You have the ball in the same spot each time, that your feet are positioned correctly. I mean, you can just do that at home.
No, but you know, people are saying, yeah, if only my ceiling were, you know, a cathedral.
Well, as you know, I have a solution for that. That's why I came up with the shorty club. The club is short so that you can swing inside. You're not going to hit the ceilings or the walls.
And that's not going to kind of like impact it, my whole sense of how this feels when I actually have a real club, not real, you know, if I have a regular regulation club.
No, not at all, because the club, the shorty club actually weighs the same amount as a regular club. The only thing that the club head is closer to the hand, so you're not hitting balls. The club doesn't sit on the ground. But you can still learn how to position your hands. And here's a quick tip for everyone, and this goes for every single club from your driver all the way to your sand wedge. For a full swing, you pretty much only want to have a fist and a thumb. So you make a fist and a thumb like you're going to, you know, thumb a ride. And then you, with your right hand, you straighten your arm, and the butt end of your fist goes on your thigh, and the thumb touches the end of your club, the butt end of your club. And that's the distance you want to be from every club. You don't want to have two fists, or you don't want to have your arms stretched out or your hands too close together. And that's the correct distance. So if you set up with your shorty club that way, that's the same way you would set up with your regular club that's sitting on the ground.
Fantastic. Now, in case you're like, trying to take notes on all this and remember everything, this show is also a podcast. So you can go to radiogolfclub.com. You can listen to this again. You can stop it and, you know, all that stuff. So you can actually hear again how Karen Palacios Jensen described on how you should hold and where the hand should be and the thumb and all of that good stuff, because it's, you know, there's so many different parts to the golf swing. It seems like there's just, it seems complicated, but then when you're actually playing, when you let everything go, it's not complicated at all.
Right. And it is complicated. I mean, it's super detailed movement, but a lot of things can happen naturally. People would just let them happen naturally. If you set up in a good athletic position, then your body wants to turn and shift. Set the club at the correct angle, the way the club manufacturer designed it. Club swings around in a circle. When we start making compensations, doing weird things with a bad grip and our bad setup, then you're making the swing harder because you have to change how you swing instead of just letting the club work.
Right. Okay. We're kind of losing you a little bit. It's like the sound is getting quieter and
so okay.
I'm not sure.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, but okay. We have to work to hear, which is, you know, an added element. Your husband, Olympic gold medalist Dan Jensen, Karen's husband. Yeah, he uses her exercise program and her exercise aids, including the shorty club. Where can we find your exercise program? Because not only are you teaching us the swing and how to hold the club and where it should be on the ground, you're also giving us, core exercises.
Right. Well, thanks for asking. Yes, my program, you can go to cardiogolf.com. And Cardio Golf is a couple of things. It's a fitness program where you can go on every day and do a workout to help you with your golf and fitness. And you've been living under a rock if you don't know that fitness is really important for our everyday health, how we move, strength, flexibility. And then if you're a golfer, why not work on your golf game at the same time? So I kind of combine the two. And then I have some equipment that goes along with my program. I have some bands that were made by Golf Gym, and these bands are incredible. They're easy to use, and they're great for strength and flexibility. They're super inexpensive. I have this one band. I call it the Power Swing Trainer. It's $39. Oh. I mean, you can't even play a round of golf for $39.
Right.
And you can have this in your golf bag to warm up. Warming up is one of my keys for any golfer. Think about it. If you go play golf and you don't warm up, even before you hit balls on the driving ranges, your muscles aren't ready to make a full turn, so then you make swing compensations and you start out badly. Or if you go straight to the first tee without warming up, it usually takes 4 or 5 holes before the body gets loose, and by that time, you know, your score could already be ruined. So the warm up is super important, and that's a staple in my program. And this goes along with that 5 minutes every day. If you warmed up a few minutes every day before you did exercise or your round of golf, or just did it by itself, you would have had a few minutes of exercise every day.
I like it. Where do we find all of this? Because you've got the videos, you've got the information. Is it all at cardiogolf.com?
Cardiogolf.com, yes. And you can go try a free trial and do all the workouts, or you can go to the store. And I have the slope, which we haven't talked about yet. And think about it, Danielle, I don't know, I've played some golf in Hawaii, but in North Carolina where I live, we have a lot of sloping lies. The golf course is not completely flat, and the driving ranges are flat, so there's nowhere ever to practice those sloping lies. So this, my little fitness platform, helps you rehearse those uphill and downhill lies, the ones that we have on the golf course, but there's nowhere ever to practice them. But it's a regular fitness step, so we can do a lot of different cardio, aerobic, endurance exercises to help us stay strong throughout the 18 holes. It's for strength, it's for balance, for all sorts of things.
That's wonderful. So I can actually replicate at home what I'm going to experience on the slope at a golf course. And yes, we have a lot of slope here in Hawaii. Our land, you know, came up out of the ocean with volcanoes, right? Yes, exactly. Now, you also talk about how our golf practice and golf fitness workouts should change depending on the season.
Yes, and that's really important too. You can't just do the same thing all the time because then you're going to create imbalances. And that's what's hard about the golf swing. We're always doing like the same motion one direction. So a lot of the time, golfers who don't do outside exercise of golf have some imbalances, and that can cause injuries. So you want to be doing exercises that are going to enhance whatever season you're in. So, for example, right now, and I'm sure in Hawaii too, this is pretty much the in-season. People are playing golf like crazy. So you want to do a lot of exercises that are going to help you with those imbalances. So a lot of stretching, a lot of pre-round stretching to get you warmed up to play, and then a lot of post-round stretching to get you lined up from all the imbalances and the single-sided work that you're doing on the golf course.
Yeah.
Then after your season kind of winds down, you can get into a little off-season training, and that's when you'd really want to kind of ramp up your fitness. You get an assessment and find out where your weaknesses are, and then try to get stronger. And then preseason, after you get strong, then you can kind of work on creating some more club head speed and power before the season starts. And then in season, you go back to your maintenance and a lot of stretching.
Stretching. We're going to be talking about stretching. Do you have something to follow at cardiogolf.com as well about the best ways for stretching?
Oh, absolutely. If you go on cardiogolf.com and just type in the search bar flexibility mobility, I have tons of different workouts, and a lot of them are free. You can just go in there, and if you follow my cardio golf Instagram account, I'll post little tidbits here and there of good stretches for people to do. I like to use stretch bands because stretch bands help us get into some positions that we might not be able to do on our own. So they kind of open up, and there's something to hold on to and give us some traction to help stretch. And also the stretch bands can help us give a little bit of strength workout as well. Not everybody wants to lift weights, and I understand that, but you do need some strength along with your flexibility. You can't just be flexible. You have to be strong, too, in order for it to be beneficial.
Right. Strength training, right? And it doesn't have to be weights. That's really a resistance. You need the resistance to be able to do
right.
it. What if you're a golf mom or a golf dad, and you're taking your child, teenager, when would you start that? Would you use any of these aids with children?
Oh, yeah, sure. And it's going to depend on the kid, just like it depends on the golfer what kind of exercises you do. You evaluate them depending on their flexibility. And what people just assume that kids are already flexible, well, that's not true. You have to build your flexibility. So you want to teach your kids some good habits of warming up before, play or practice. So think about it in gym class. What was the first thing the teacher had us do when we got to gym class before we did any of the sports? Run a couple of laps to get our heart rate going so the muscles were pliable to move better. If your muscles are tight and cold, and this doesn't matter if you're a child, you're not going to move as well. So you want to do something to loosen up those muscles and help you swing better.
Yeah.
So anytime you can start your child, and just get them moving around a little bit. And if they're already into golf and don't really do other sports, encourage them to do some balance and some coordination exercises and help them develop that way.
Oh, I like that. I didn't even think about balance and coordination, which, of course, is really important. You know, in the old days, like hundreds of years ago, when people were out and the kids were out playing. They weren't at home watching television or on their computer.
Right.
Yeah, playing, you know, games for hours. So they really do need to get warmed up and get those muscles without blood pumping through to bring the oxygen in and all that good stuff, which is really a miracle how our bodies are. Karen Palacios Jensen, you know, 20 minutes, 15 minutes goes like that with you. I appreciate your time, and I'm just always in awe. You're an LPGA master teaching professional, lead instructor for Golf Channel, Golf Digest Top 50 Best Golf Fitness Trainers, and the only LPGA professional on the list. On Facebook, she's at Cardio Golf, and you can go to cardiogolf.com and check it out because it'll really help your game. Thank you so much for being in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
And we'll do this again. You know, it's already the end of June, and we do this every month. So July's coming up. You have to tell me what Saturday works for you.
Great. Okay. And thanks for the plug. And I always enjoy being on the show. You always have really thoughtful questions.
Thank you. Awesome. Okay. I feel good. Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. Karen Palacios Jensen, cardiogolf.com is the place to find her. Aloha. And we'll be back right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me,
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Aloha Power Equipment. They want to make sure that you don't hurt yourself when you're doing a bunch of stuff so you don't hurt your golf game. It's Aloha Power's Summer's Here sale. And we have mowers from the homeowner size to the supersized landscaper. It's in stock. Mower accessories galore available. So mow it, blow it, bag it. You're done, and let your equipment do the work, not your back. We ship off island, and new shipments arrive daily. It's Aloha Power Equipment, Evie Lay, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu, Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Tell them Danielle sent you.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
You know, that probably sounds ridiculous, but it's actually happened before. People have had to go fishing for their clubs so they can get their keys. Bob Herrig, senior writer, Sports Illustrated, author. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And when I said author, Bob Herrig is author of Drive, The Lasting Legacy of Tiger Woods, which is his most recent work. And the first one was Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. And I've got to ask you, did Phil think he was like, Phil is older than Tiger, right? And so was he like a kid? What's this kid doing playing so well? What bugged Phil about Tiger?
I'm not sure that anything bugged him, but I'm sensing that, you know, there was probably some frustration for a time when, you know, Phil had a 3 or 4 year head start on Tiger, and he had actually won 9 tour events before Tiger turned pro.
Wow.
In fact, Phil won the day Tiger won his last U.S. Amateur. That's actually covered in there. It's pretty, there's some irony there. you know, the day that Phil actually beat Greg Norman at what was then called the World Series of Golf in Akron on the same day that Tiger was winning his third straight USAM. And then, you know, 2 days later, Tiger turned pro. And you know, won a few weeks later. And when they went to the 97 Masters, which Tiger, we all know, won, but, you know, you would have thought that Phil would have been way more prepared to win the Masters than Tiger.
Right.
You know, he'd been a pro for a few years. He'd contended in majors. And what's crazy is Tiger won 8 majors before before Phil won his first.
That
you
is
know,
crazy.
I mean, it was 8-0. You know, but Phil rallied. I mean, look, Phil was never going to catch him, but Phil had a great stretch there, you know, where they actually alternated green jackets, Tiger, Phil. It was Phil, Tiger, Phil, and, you know, Phil, Phil got him a couple of times. And, but yeah, there was a time there, the late, you know, 90s, early 2000s, where it had to be incredibly frustrating for Phil.
I think that's what I meant by bugged him.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, what's this young whippersnapper doing? I was doing so good. Go away.
Yeah, and, you know, Phil's actually talked about that. Like he said, he was always gracious to Tiger. He said, look, you know, maybe I would have won more if he weren't around, but I also know I probably wouldn't have worked as hard because I knew how hard I had to work to try to beat him.
Right on.
And I think it, you know, I think we saw it. It's kind of, you know, it's 20 years ago now, but, you know, in 2004 is when he won Phil could have won all four Masters. Or excuse me, all four majors in 2004, 20 years ago this year. I mean, he won the Masters. He was right there with two or three holes to go at Shinnecock at the U.S. Open. I believe he missed the playoff at Troon. That was the one that Ernie Els lost. And they're going back to Troon this year. So that Ernie Els lost to Todd Hamilton. I think Phil missed that playoff by a shot. Wow. And he was only a shot out of the playoff at Whistling Straits that Vijay Singh won. I mean, he was like right there in all four majors and won one. So, and then in 05, he won another major. So, that was a great stretch for him.
Well, you know, you just took me back. That's some really great golf times. We have some really great golf times now. Don't get me wrong. We also didn't have live golf. It's like, hello.
Yep.
And this is, before we get to live, U.S. Senior Open record. This is amazing. Back-to-back aces in round two, Frank Benzel. I've never heard of Frank Benzel. What a day.
Yeah, nice brush with history there. That must have been wild. I thought it was interesting, look, not to knock it, but he didn't make any birdies in his round. He had two aces and no birdies. You know, so he's probably kicking himself that his score wasn't better. But that's pretty cool. And, you know, I know a bunch of us who've never had two aces at all, let alone in the same round. So and not to mention the competitive round.
Yes.
pretty cool for him.
Yeah, exactly. And then on the PGA Tour, there's Akshay Bhatia. Now, this is a hole-in-one, folks. Okay, a hole-in-one on the par 5. What did he hit it with? Do you know?
Well, I think what happened was is it went into a drain, right?
Oh.
Something like that. Yeah. So there was, you know, and they I guess they fixed it since, but his ball actually, like, came, you know, I don't even know how they addressed it. I know that, you know, he would get relief or what have you, but, yeah, it went a long, long way, and then it disappeared. But unfortunately, it wasn't a true hole-in-one.
Oh, darn.
Yeah.
It seemed so amazing.
Yeah.
A hole-in-one on a par 5. That's incredible.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So, and in open qualifying, I was just going through all this stuff here. Dustin Johnson, Martin Kaymer, Brooks Koepka, Graham McDowell, Phil Mickelson, Joaquin Niemann, Louis Oosthuizen, Pat Perez, Ian Poulter, John Rahm. I feel like I'm reading LIV Golf here. Am I?
Yeah. Are you talking about the guys who are exempt, or some of those guys are exempt, and then some are going to try to qualify on Tuesday, I think.
Yeah.
I don't have the list in front of me, but there's like 11 guys who now it's down to 11 who are not in the Open, and they just sort of like the U.S. Open, they have a final qualifier. It's 2 weeks before the tournament, though. It's this coming Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And there's four of them in the UK, and 11 guys. Like, I know Sergio's trying, Graham McDowell, several, you know, and the odds are actually not that bad. I mean, it's like there's 70 some players at each spot for four places.
That's for
a world class player, you know, you should see, you know, like there's probably out of those 70 guys, there's probably, oh, I would guess 20 of them, 25 of them who won't be competitive. You know, they made it through a local, a regional qualifier over there. So now you're kind of knocking that down to like maybe 45 guys.
Yeah.
And so you've got to beat 40 guys for four spots. And you're one of the, you know, you're supposed to be one of the best in the world. That doesn't mean you'll do it. I mean, guys don't necessarily have great days all the time, but it's certainly doable for those guys. And look, the schedule isn't really that conducive for them this year, especially if you're U.S.-based, because it's on Tuesday, and then Liv has an event the following week in Spain.
Oh.
Which is the week before the Open.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, in other words, it's not like there's a tournament this coming week for them. So it's a commitment to go over there for the week or to go and come back and then return. So I commend the ones that do it. You know, look, there's been a lot of talk about Liv guys not being in the majors, but you got to hand it to the guys who aren't in who decide I'm going to at least try.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, Dustin Johnson comes to mind. You know, Dustin Johnson was Dustin Johnson. Somebody said somewhere in one of those little writings that you see that he doesn't care anymore. He's just taking the money. He doesn't really care about the game.
Well, now, Dustin is exempt. He's in the Open for having won the 2020 Masters.
Okay.
He's getting that blowback because his results have not been good. You know, he's not done well lately on Liv. He was like 50th place this past.
Exactly.
51st this last event they had in Nashville. He missed the cut at the U.S. Open. He didn't do very well at the PGA, and he missed the cut at the Masters. So, and you know, but yet DJ won a Liv event back in February. So I don't know what's going on there. And I mean, he talked going into the Masters about, you know, look, I've been working harder on my game. I felt like last year I didn't put in the work in areas I needed to. So I don't think it's for lack of trying.
Okay.
You know, look, it's hard to not wonder. We don't see how well he practices. We don't see what he's doing. He just turned 40. You know, I mean, he's got, you know, it's kind of crazy. He's 40. He's gotten to that point where you start to wonder anymore. Now, obviously, a lot of guys are still very competitive into their 40s. But, you know, there's no guarantee. And this is unfortunately for those guys what they brought on by taking the big money.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just wonder how much are you going to really be motivated anymore? Look, he's won two majors. He's probably a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
The one thing I a little bit regret on his behalf is, you know, he has 24 PGA Tour wins. If there had been no Liv, DJ was, you know, probably good chance he would get to 30.
Yeah.
And you're not going to see hardly anybody get to 30 ever again. Rory will probably do it. And after that, look down the list and tell me how many guys have a great chance to get to 30. It's not very many. I mean, there's nobody really between 30 and Phil. Nobody who's active, you know. So that would have been a neat milestone for him that obviously won't happen now that he's playing for Liv.
You know, excuse me. it just hits you when, you know, it doesn't matter at the moment when you're taking all the money, but then later on when you're older and you're looking back, you don't look back at the money so much as you look back at what you've accomplished in your life. Yeah, you've got a pile of money. If you've invested it wisely, it's even bigger. But there, that's one of the things. It's like our accomplishments mean more to us ultimately than any paycheck.
Yeah, I mean, you know, how much is he going to look back on that he won a, you know, three live events? He won their player of the year. Like, how much is that going to matter in the overall scheme of things? Yeah. I mean, maybe it will one day. Who knows? I mean, if they keep going and if they have any kind of traction, you know, but, you know, if you look back at sports in general, it's funny how in the real world, we want competition. We don't want monopolies. But in sports, monopolies, or, you know, what looks like a monopoly actually works the best. Like, if there were two NFLs, would that be good? You know, because you would have the talent is divided.
Yes.
You know, and the same thing with baseball, you know, in this, you know, look, this happened. They all had competitors that came along, way back, the USFL, in the NBA, there was the ABA. They merged teams. You know, and because they didn't want, in the NFL, they didn't want Herschel Walker and Doug Flutie and Steve Young playing for a rival league in the summer. They wanted them in their league. You know, and so I think we're going to eventually see something like that with golf, where if they don't merge necessarily, they're going to play together more often. Because having them separate isn't great.
No,
you know, we talk about it now, like, you know, Bryson's only going to play in the Open after this, and then we're only going to see him in live events, you know, and that's fine for the people who support and like and want to go to live events. And I try to watch their tournaments, too. I watched him a little bit last weekend, but, you know, they don't play every week. And so, you know, there's that void.
Yeah, and I still don't like their format. I find it very, it's like, all right, 54 holes. You know, you really haven't had to really put it in there for that last round of golf, the fourth round. You're tired. You've really got to pull it out of you. And the staggered start, it's like, what? A staggered start. Okay, this is interesting. But this brings me to, and I really want to talk to you about the kid who, Miles Russell, 15, mm-hmm. made the cut at Korn Ferry.
Yeah.
Wow.
He did. He didn't make the cut this weekend at the Rocket Mortgage, though, which is his first PGA Tour event. And that's no shame.
No.
He actually did pretty well, though. I think he shot 74-70, you know,
That's a good round.
Yeah. On a PGA Tour course, 7,300 yards, and he's 15. He just finished his freshman year in high school.
That's incredible.
I watched his interview Wednesday, and it also, like, when he played in the Korn Ferry event in Florida. And he handles himself really well. I mean, you can tell he's very mature. He's already a pro golfer. He's got a coach. He's got an agent. You know, Florida allows NIL deals. You know, I mean, part of that is a little off-putting, to be honest.
Yeah,
he's awfully young for that.
Yep.
But that's the way of the world now. You know, and you know, I wonder if he'll even go to college. You know, because there's the potential to make, he can get an NIL deal in college, and if he can, then I'd go. But like, you know, there's the potential to probably make even more money if he turns pro after high school.
Wow.
And, you know, he's already proven, you know, as he gets a little bit bigger and stronger, he's already hitting it plenty far, but he'll hit it farther and be way more competitive.
Amazing. Miles Russell, that's the name to remember. Keep an eye on Miles Russell. Meantime, we're all trying to figure out, oh, I am, at least, the PGA Tour is set for major changes, including relegation? amid the Saudi PIF talks. Any players from 25th to 44th on the point list are in what LIV calls open zone. They'll become free agents, and they can move between teams. Boy, this is getting complicated. We can't even get the LIV PGA Tour thing settled, and it gets more complicated in LIV trying to fight reduced fields, relegation. Your thoughts on all of this?
Well, LIV does have a system where they've got 54 players, and the way I understand it is you have to be in the top 24 to assure yourself of being back the next year.
Or
if you do finish in the top 24, you're assured of being back the next year.
Okay.
If you're outside the top 24, but inside the top 48, you can be dropped from your team. But you could actually be dropped altogether. You're not guaranteed a spot on the team, but there's a chance that you could switch teams. Another team can pick you up. If you're outside of the top 48 and you're not contracted, and this is where they run into trouble because they're not transparent about that part of it. We don't know whose contracts are up.
Uh-huh.
And the captains can't be relegated. So, like, if you finish outside of the top 48, this happened to guys last year. You are off the tour, and you are forced to go to their Q school, which they call their promotions event. And last year they had three guys that played their way on, plus the winner of the International Series Order of Merit, who's Andy Ogletree. Andy Ogletree's not been playing great this year for LIV, but he's probably not going to have to worry about being relegated. So yeah, that's how that works. And frankly, the reason that one of the things that they're in conflict with the OWGR over is that they don't do enough of that.
Oh,
there's not enough relegation. There's not enough players that get bounced off the tour, and there's also obviously no turnover from week to week. You know, so like the OWGR has an issue with that. It's too closed. There's no way for any player, like, let's say you just, you know, if and any player who's got a 1.4 or whatever handicap could, in theory, try to go Monday qualify for the John Deere next week.
Okay.
You can't do that for LIV. You know, like, they don't have that for any of their events.
Okay.
So there's no way to get in. Unless you're invited in. And so that's where OWGR has a problem with them. And so, like, all the arguments that we've heard, 54 holes, you know, small fields, those aren't really the deal breaker. It's more, you know, the OWGR, which, look, I'm not necessarily a big fan of the OWGR. I think it has its issues. But they are the body that determines stuff now. You know, that's how you get into majors and the Olympics. And their system says that we want you to have more openness into getting into your events, you know, whether it be week to week or at the end of the year. And I think there's a way for LIV to do it. I wish they would just do it. You know, I wish they would figure out a way to do it that works for them and also works for OWGR.
You just said what, you know, I've been thinking, there's got to be a way for the LIV and the PGA Tour to get this thing done. I wish they'd just do it. I mean, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the questions. And so now the PGA Tour is thinking about relegating, too. And I guess, does that mean that they're maybe talking about becoming more like one another so that they can compete? I just don't see where
they're at. I think what the tour's talking about is, and this is very preliminary, but instead of having 125 players exempt like they do, narrowing that number down.
Okay.
And maybe it's only going to be 100 or 90.
Okay.
And so that makes the PGA, and that way they could have smaller fields. In other words, if let's say they went down to 100 players who are fully exempt or 90, well, you could have 120 player fields. And then what they would do is they would probably in some way enhance the Korn Ferry Tour.
Yes.
So that becomes it might not be lucrative, but it becomes a more viable as a place to play. But it makes the PGA Tour a little bit more elite.
Yes.
You know, and it also allows them to possibly do this idea that's been kicked around by Rory, which is to have this sort of Champions League format of events outside of the PGA Tour that would bring together everybody. LIV players, DP World Tour players, Sunshine Tour, Australasian Tour, you know, in these big money events that would be maybe six times a year, but they wouldn't be on the PGA Tour. They would be outside of it, or maybe one or two of their events would be PGA Tour events, but they would be like, you know, maybe 80 players, but they'd be huge money. This is where I think they're having to kick around, you know, for PGA Tour enterprises. How can we have some sort of a competitive entity that's completely different than what we're already doing, that's lucrative, and also brings back a return for them? Because you could probably sell TV rights to that for a lot of money. You could probably sell big sponsorship. And, you know, that sort of answers some of those questions as to how this new entity is going to make money.
Bob Herrig, senior writer, Sports Illustrated. You know, we could talk for a long time about this. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse and spending so much time with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Aloha. All right. Kelly Hines, PGA, cardio golf certified instructor. And I didn't even think about it when I had Karen Palacios Jensen, Operation 36 Golf. She's director of instruction, Hokuala on Kauai. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. Got a shutter bug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Adam Boguki is the area manager of Stretch Lab Hawaii. Don't just stretch, get stretched. And we were talking with Karen Palacios Jensen about the importance of stretching. Welcome into the clubhouse, Adam.
Aloha, Danielle. Thanks for having us on today.
Absolutely. So first, you have flexologists working with the people who come in to be stretched. That sounds so strange, right? I'm going to go be stretched. But right. tell me what is a flexologist?
Yeah, so everybody that is hired as a flexologist for Stretch Lab has some sort of background in body work. So we have people that come from personal training backgrounds. We have people that come from massage backgrounds. We have kinesiology backgrounds, physical therapy assistants, physical therapists, some sort of body work degree. And then they're coming into our program. We put them through 60 hours of training, which is teaching them little bit more about the body and the muscle groups specifically that would be stretched during, you know, a 50-minute or 25-minute stretch that we provide. Yeah. And then they're able to work with a body assessment tool that we have called MAP, and then they're ready to stretch everybody.
Wow. Okay. So you say you can give me a better stretch by helping me stretch. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you're stretching yourself, you know, your focus is tends to be on that one spot, and you're focusing on what's the rest of your body doing, and is it in pain, and can you contort that way? And then when you have somebody else do it, you're able to get deeper into the stretch, and the stretch is more purposeful and meaningful because you're focused more on your breathing and letting them get you into that deep, relaxed stretch.
Wow. And it's kind of like we were talking about the correct way to hold a, this sounds weird, hold a club, but it's also a correct way for the body to be stretched. So we can't necessarily get into the positions to stretch ourselves because we don't have the strength to even get in that position without help. Is that conjecture correct?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I always take it back to when I was seeing my personal trainer at the end of the session, he'd say, okay, stretch, right? I don't know what I'm doing. And I would never hold anything long enough. And, you know, it maybe feels good for a second, but I'm not getting any benefit out of it. So having somebody who's actually trained and knowledgeable in what they're doing and able to get you into the correct position,
yes,
hold it for the correct amount of time, you're going to get a much better benefit out of it.
Okay. So, you know, obviously this is a show primarily about golf.
Right.
And so would this help a golfer?
Oh, 100%. Golfers are a very big part of the Stretch Lab world. You know, with golfers, we tend to see a lot of the same aches and pains, no matter your age or your golfing experience. It's the low back pain, knee pain, neck stiffness, shoulder pain, elbow, you know, all of those kind of things that come from that rotation and powerful swing. So stretching the body, elongating the muscles, you know, working on the flexibility, the mobility, it's going to give you a better swing and a more comfortable golf game.
Wow. And it decreases pain?
It's going to decrease the pain, yeah. So you're basically lengthening the muscles, stretching them out. You're relieving that tension from the repetitive movements and, you know, the action of swinging and standing and moving.
And I bet you it can help if you have as long as your doctor says it's a good idea. But my doctor tells me I need to stretch. And
right.
And there's, you know, one leg is having a particular issue. And so that is harder for me to get deep into it by myself. Mm-hmm. So I can see how it would be very, very, very beneficial from a, you know, just purely physical getting better. Do people come to you for help with that?
We do. We get a lot of people that are recovering from injuries.
Yes.
We get a lot of people that have maybe done physical therapy already, and they need something maybe a little bit more comfortable, less strenuous, just the next step.
Yeah.
And that's what stretching can help with as well. Again, we're looking at it from the whole body and doing the body assessment to see what's going on, making sure that, you know, you're comfortable throughout the entire stretch. But really working on that programming to make sure that, you know, you're not only decreasing the pain and helping with that current injury, but also working on making sure that your body moves correctly so that you're preventing future injuries.
That's really important. Because if you're tight, you're probably going to hurt yourself. At least that's been my impression of things. So if I'm kind of bouncing around here, but I thought I should bring up the topic of where are you?
Yeah. So we opened January 3rd in Kahala Mall. That was our first location. And then a month ago, we opened our second location in Kailua. We're right across from Foodland on Hakili. And then we have our third location that will be opening up in August in Kaka'ako. And that one is on Oahu. And then eventually, either towards the end of the year or the beginning of next year, we're going to be out on the west side.
Fantastic. I mean, are you getting a lot of response?
Getting a very good response. You know, It's one of the things that we say, somebody says, who should come get stretched? And we say, everybody should get stretched, right? It's everybody from teenage ball player to, you know, middle-aged accountant who sits at a desk because sitting is also uncomfortable, and tons of golfers and pickleball players and runners and surfers. And just as we age, you know, our body is changing and our body is sort of reacting to the things we've put it through. So stretching is just going to make getting older and moving on a lot more comfortable.
Yeah. So reducing muscle and joint pain, increasing mm-hmm. range of motion and flexibility, all of that is a benefit from the Stretch Lab.
Right.
Nice. Yes. And you can improve your performance, sports performance, increasing Correct. Range of motion and flexibility. That's improving your golf game. I don't see a downside to this. Do you?
No, I don't. In fact, I can tell when I haven't had my stretch in a week. I'm uncomfortable. I'm cranky. My body hurts.
And how do people decide? Do you help them decide how often to come in for a stretch?
We do. Yeah. So like I said a little bit earlier, we start with something called MAPS, which is our mobility, activation, posture, and symmetry body assessment. So everybody that comes into Stretch Lab, whether it's for an intro or to sign up for a membership, gets that assessment. And then you take that assessment and your goals and what's going on in your body, and you formulate a plan. So we have everybody that comes in, you know, from once a week for 25 minutes to twice a week for 50 minutes. You know, it's whatever fits into your lifestyle, but also what's going to benefit your body and your needs. Yeah. And, you know, with the more often you come in and the longer your sessions at the beginning, the quicker you're going to see the results. But the one thing we do say is that just like with many other body work, you're going to want to commit to the program to see the results.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Once, not a one and done.
No, I was about to say once isn't going to do it, you know?
Right.
You've been all scrunched up for so long. It's going to take a while to unscrunch.
Yep.
And
one of the other things we do, Danielle, is we also are going to help give you homework. So, you know, if you're, let's say you are a golfer and you're having some issues with your hip, they're going to give you some stretches to do in between your sessions at Stretch Lab, so that you're making sure that your body is staying loose and staying limber as you're working through these stretches, and also teaching you better posture and how to hold your body so that when you're going out and playing golf, you know, you're doing it maybe in a more proper way so that you don't, again, lead to more injury, lead to more pain, have a better golf game. So it is really looking at it as a full program, not just come in, get your session, and we're done.
So how do we get in touch with you?
So we have a website, obviously, stretchlab.com, and you can find any of our locations there. Stopping into the studios, we all love to chat and get to know everybody that's coming in. And you can give us a call on the phone as well.
Fantastic. And your number?
808-468-5464 is Kahala. And if you call Kahala, we can get you in touch with all the other studios.
Right. 808-468-5464.
Yeah.
That's really good. That's a good number. And, yeah, so, and if I wanted to try it, you know, I don't know whether mm-hmm. I want to commit, but I wanted to come in to try. Can people come in for the, you know, one-time test it?
Yeah, so in our open studio, so in Kahala and Kailua, we offer 25-minute and 50-minute intro stretches. So those are discounted for the first time to come in. And you really get the full experience. So you get the map assessment and you get that full 25 minute or 50 minute stretch. If you're in the Kaka'ako area and maybe a little more crunch for time and want to pop in for a 15 minute demo, we do complimentary 15 minute demos out of our Kaka'ako demo space in Ward Village.
Far out. Adam Boguki, area manager, Stretch Lab Hawaii. The number is 468-5464. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us.
Yes, Danielle. Thanks so much for having us and being a supporter.
Absolutely. I am. I enjoyed my stretch very much.
Great.
You wouldn't be here if I didn't. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. I think Kelly Hines should be with us now. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at waileagolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Kelly Hines, PGA, Cardio Golf Certified Instructor, Operation 36 Golf, we're going to find out about, Director of Instruction, Hokuala on Kauai. Once, you know, if you remember Kauai Lagoons, you're like, I don't know Hokuala, is that a new course? No, that's Kauai Lagoons, it's now Hokuala, you know, the lighthouse. Welcome into the clubhouse, Kelly.
Aloha, Danielle.
It's so good to hear your voice. Now, let's get right into it. What is Operation 36 Golf?
Operation 36 is a amazing program. It covers 12 skills for a beginner golfer, even a golfer that might be a 10 handicapper. But we go through different skills. We go through different levels. And we get them out on the golf course. So that's a little different than just being on the lesson tee and just hitting balls. We actually get on the golf course and see what they learn.
Wow. How many people are in, when you go out with them on the golf course?
So when we go out and play, I set the golf course up in different yardages. So if you come out and join us, you would play from 25 yards, 9 holes, and you would have to shoot 36 or better to move back to the next tee box on our next 9-hole event. So it goes from 25 to 50 to 100, 150, 200, 250, and then eventually back to the forward tee box, and then we keep just going backwards from the hole.
That's so cool.
It's so much fun. It is so much fun. And people, I won't say, I don't even know if this is the correct word, I won't say what gender, think that from 25 yards, it's a piece of cake. but some people get held up at 25, 50, and 100. I have a lot of students that are stuck at 50 and 100.
Aww. What do you tell them to do to get past those numbers?
Well, what's so cool about Operation 36, everything is done on the app. So if they're not logging in, they're training and they're playing, and they come up to me and go, hey, I'm not getting better. Well, I can show them, well, you haven't been training. You haven't been doing any practice. So it's pretty black and white. Here you go.
That's so funny. Busted.
Yes.
You shouldn't ask, you know, yeah, I'm not getting better. Well, if you put in the time.
Right. And I mean, like, for everything, right? Piano lessons,
yes.
Ukulele.
Yes.
Whatever you're doing. I mean, if you want to get better, you got to put the time in. And it's a commitment. So I run a 6-week program. We meet once a week for an hour. And then we have 9 whole events every other week.
This is wonderful. Any age is welcome?
Any age. I've had the youngest, like, at 5 to 81 years old.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That is, 5 to 81, or as,
yep,
you know, as old as you can get to still play golf. You're all,
yes,
welcome. This is at Hokuala.
At the Ocean Course at Hokuala, Aloha begins.
Ocean Course. I don't want to say it wrong ever again. Ocean Course at Hokuala. There we go. I've written it down, so it's in my brain. I just want to say this. Congratulations, Kelly Hines, PGA Director of Instruction at the Ocean Course at Hokuala. Got the Player Development President's Plaque by the Aloha Section PGA, acknowledging a PGA professional's exceptional contribution in player development, focusing on their leadership in growing the game and the impact made at their facility. Congratulations. That is such an awesome award.
Yeah, that was fun. Thank you so much. And I'm glad I got to see you there, too.
Yes, I know. And I saw the picture of you. You look so beautiful in the picture.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
yes.
You.
So part of what you do and getting that award is your leadership in growing the game. And you also have the little ones running around on your golf course, don't you? Like first tee or something like that?
Yeah, so Tom Freestone, our director of golf, Court Walter, our head golf professional, and Juan Gonzalez, our assistant, Juan and Court went and got certified, and then Scott from Maui came over, and we had a big group in that room, but we all got certified, and we just started first tee program, I think. Our second session starts up July 26th, so 22nd. But it's been really fun to see everybody out there learning the game of golf. Yeah, it's fun.
It's rewarding, isn't it?
It is.
And what's very cool about golf, I don't know, you know, parents, some of us have a real hard time getting kids to, you know, cooperate, getting them to follow instructions, getting them to listen, depending on what age they are. But I've found that when you get them all together and then you are teaching them something, they just seem to follow in, and then they start learning that this is, you know, cooperation is an important part of life. If they want to play this game, they're going to have to cooperate. So not only are you teaching them a sport, you're teaching a lot of life skills.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I had this family, I don't know if they're listening, but I had this family and they were always late to the tee box, and I would always have to call the dad and go, you need to get the kids here on time. And he's like, Kelly, I got 3 kids at 3 different schools, blah, blah, blah. You know, I got 1 car. I go, this is life. And I go, you got to get them here on time. And he wasn't happy with me when I first said that, but, you know, we actually became better friends because, you know, I called him on it. I mean, you got to teach the kids.
Yeah.
They got to be there on time. They have to be ready. And it's life. You got to show up.
So. Yeah. And as parents, you're obviously the role model, you know? So
yeah.
If you don't do it, then I don't got to do it. That's
correct.
The other part. Yeah, that's very good. And then also at the Ocean Course at Hokuala, you had the John A. Burns Intercollegiate and the Donis Thompson Invitational, Dr. Donis Thompson Invitational.
Yeah, so much fun.
I mean, Arizona State won by 25 shots. What's up with that?
Oh, yeah. They're so good. I mean, the men and the women, and it was just so much fun. And I got I asked BYU because they were champions last year, the men's team. So I reached out to the coach and asked them if they could do a golf clinic for our community, which they did, which was really nice of them. And then when the women came over, I formed a relationship with Rihanna Mission. Her family's from Kauai.
Oh.
And I got, so golf is so small. I got to play golf with her last August in Las Vegas, and her coach is my longtime friend and PGA member, Nicole. And so we got to talk, and she's like, who are you? Where are you from? And I told her, and she goes, my dad knows you, and blah, blah, blah. And so anyway, then she goes, what course are you at? And I go, the Ocean Course, Hokuala. Then she texts me like a month later and goes, we're going to be coming to your course. So I reached out to her coach, and they came, and they did a golf clinic for us.
Wow.
Also for the community. So it's just wonderful making these relationships in golf. You know, it's a lifelong game, lifelong friends.
Yes, exactly. Kelly Hines, you're going to have to come back. Okay. Kelly Hines, PGA, cardio
on
golf.
On time.
Kelly Hines, PGA, cardio golf certified instructor. Karen Palacios Jensen was the first, and I didn't realize that I had two cardio golfers. Isn't that cool?
Oh,
isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Yeah. And Kelly Hines is director of instruction, the Ocean Course at Hoku'ala. It's on Kauai. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Aloha.
Right. Aloha.
We're going to Scotland. Okay, Scotland is coming to us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And mine, and his, and hers. Anytime a tree or a rock can help me, I'm just as happy as can be. John Peter Hagan, play away, please. The tale of the sale of golf's greatest icon, the St. Andrews Old Course Starters Box. He's working on a trilogy starting with Pebble Beach and Other Chance Encounters, the novel. Welcome into the clubhouse, John Peter Hagan.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Danielle.
That's right.
Today I am not near Pebble Beach. I am 800 miles from Oslo, Norway, in a place called Scotland.
In a place called Scotland? You mean the home of golf?
The home of golf.
Yes.
I happen to be up north in Inverness right now. And so be it. There it is.
Inverness. Oh, John Peter Hagan. It's real estate developer and architect, member of Hazeltine. He's got an apartment in Paris. I love this, a few rounds under his belt on the Albatross at Le Golf National, and projects around the world. You know, I can't imagine a better place to be. It's, you know, hanging out in Scotland. Are you at O'Royal Dornoch?
I am. I was at your Dornoch yesterday, and if you were with me here, you would not have been happy in that my caddy said that today is one of the days where all 18 holes are going to play into the wind.
Oh, dear.
And they did.
And they did.
And the gusts were in the 40s, 40 mile an hour. It was a beast of a day.
A beast of a day. Yeah, this is about 60 miles north of Inverness. It's about 80 miles south of John O'Groats, the northernmost town of mainland Scotland. Did I pronounce that right? John O'Groats?
You did. Oh. You did a wonderful job. You even almost have a little brogue in your voice.
What a wonderful place. Why are you hanging out over at the Royal Dornoch?
Well, my son, was giving me a birthday present some years ago that got in a real big birthday that was interrupted by COVID.
Oh.
And so we put it together for this year for a couple of reasons. One is my age is getting to be where playing golf is not at the reason I get up out of bed every morning anymore. Plus, he had two friends that wanted to come along. So what we're doing is we're celebrating that big birthday of mine. Plus, I'll also be playing my 100th round on the old course.
Wow. You're going to the 100th round on the old course at St. Andrews?
Yep.
Wow.
I've done it 98 times the way most other people do it. And I've played it twice in reverse. It's an interesting week.
Yeah. So are you playing it in reverse again this time, or are you going to go,
No. Oh. We're going the other way. We're going the normal way.
The normal way. I didn't want to say that. It's going the normal way. So now legend has it that golf's been played at Royal Dornoch since 1616.
That's right. And that is correct. And the first course really became of note in 1887.
Okay.
And so it's been a long time up here for golf, and we're just as passionate up here, even if the weather is generally speaking a little more severe than southern Scotland. But there are superb, wonderful golf courses up here. And in terms of if you live in California or Texas, driving 300 miles is not a big deal, or 150 miles, which is all it is north of St. Andrews. But for people up here, I know one person in particular who is in his 60s. He's never been to Edinburgh. You know, it's 100, 200 miles away.
Wow.
He had no as he says, I have no reason to go there.
there you have it. No reason to go. I'm going to stay right where I am. There's a lot of people who feel like that. So Royal Dornoch, old Tom Morris, did he redo it at some point, 1886 or something like that?
Yeah, he made a couple of trips up there. He did. Another course very close to Dornoch called Brora, B-R-O-R-A.
Okay.
And made his imprint there. But yes, he did come up from St. Andrews, which is a real trek.
Yeah.
As the Scots say, to come up and spend a few days and laid out the courses and said, "Here's where green's going, and here's where T-Box is going," and he left town, and they went ahead and did it, got the horses out, and started sculpting, and to what little extent they did sculpt, they just made some greens and made some holes and let the bunkered area where the sheep sleep, and they still sleep
Wow.
Still sleep.
Yes.
In the bunkers on Brora. And there it is.
That's wonderful.
Perfect golf. Perfect golf.
That's exactly why I wanted to talk to you, because who wouldn't have thunk that the sheep can still sleep in the bunkers? You know? I mean, that's... Huh? What? You let the sheep sleep in the bunker? Well, yeah, they make those nice little round things.
You also have to be careful the way you say that, because it's a real tongue twister.
And then I was also, you know, doing what I could to InvernessGolfClub.co.uk. I recommend that everybody go to Inverness, that's with two S's, golfclub.co.uk. There is a live video stream, and you can see the course in front of it. It's magnificent. It's so beautiful.
It's a wonderful golf course, and they are so hospitable. When I came down from Dornoch yesterday, I went by the course just to go in the pro shop and look around, as we tend to do, and they just treat everybody, whether it's a member or a child or whatever. They have a kids' grill room, their own room, televisions. You know, they leave their golf clubs in there, and they're in there chatting with, just as you and I would at a bar or a restaurant and the rest of the club, and it's theirs only. No adults allowed.
No adults allowed. Now, that is a cool idea. So they're not sitting at a computer station playing games?
None. No computers.
Wow. So golf clubs on the side, and they sit down, and they actually interact.
Yeah, they were drinking Cokes and having hot dogs for lunch, and they were watching, I assume it's the whatever.
Yeah.
Tournaments on TV this week, either European or here or whatever,
yeah.
Over there,
yeah.
And they're enamored. They're absolutely enamored.
It's wonderful. And also at Inverness, they have open competitions for women and men all summer long. So I guess, you know, you can decide you want to compete, and you can sign up, and they've got these. It seems so social.
Very social and so simple and no nonsense. If there's a mixed team event, for instance, you put your name on a bulletin board that you want to play. You don't say you want to play with John Hagen. You just put your name up, and I just put my name up. And the night before, the pro draws, does the matchings, and that's it. No questions asked.
Not even they didn't even want to know what your handicap is?
Well, yeah, you put your handicap, but they don't care. If they feel like putting us together one week, we may not even be on the list the next week. Which would be then.
I thought, you know, your trilogy, Pebble Beach and Other Chance Encounters, how's it coming along?
It's good. I leave here and go to London for 4 days for meetings with Random House to get the thing into print, so I'm pretty happy about that. So I am going to be doing some business while I'm up here. But in terms of business, I have a bit of news for you in that we're playing the old course on Tuesday, and I did a walk last night, and I did not know, even with the background I have here because of the starter's box, that we have the Women's Open here on the old course in August, which I had forgotten about.
Oh, that's
Yes. The Lynx Trust has rebuilt 49 bunkers, or restored them, I should say, including Hell Bunker, and they built a new 13th tee.
A new 13th tee?
Yeah, I don't know where it is yet, but I can... Next time I talk to you, I'll let you know. But that's exciting stuff for the Women's Open.
Yeah. Now, this is, you said 49 bunkers, right?
Right. Have been restored.
Including the Hell Bunker.
Right.
So they've made them all like the Hell Bunker.
Well, yeah, they could have been Hell 1, Hell 2, yeah. Hell up to 49.
Yeah, because, you know, they're tough over there.
That's for sure.
That's right. Now, where are you going next? Where are we talking from next weekend?
Next weekend, I will be in St. Andrews when I talk to you.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And so you're gonna go check out those bunkers and tell us if they're, you know, 1, 2, and 3, or there's just still right. just one Hell Bunker. Okay?
That's right.
John Hagan, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us today. We really enjoyed having you.
Well, thank you very much. Play well.
Thank you. You play well. Very good. Aloha.
Aloha.
All right. I have some random pet peeves and habits from Michael Kim, the PGA Tour player. Number one, I have a lot of tees in my pockets. Never run out during a round. I ran out of tees once during a tournament when I was 10 and said never again. Number two, I don't use broken tees on par threes. Only new ones. Number three, I have 2 quarters in my pocket during the round to mark my ball. I don't know why he has two. Maybe in case he loses one. Number four, my caddy is not allowed to pull out the putter until 100% sure the ball is on the green. Not even if I'm chipping from a foot off the green. You've got to know your you know the person that you're who's carrying your bag, or the person who's carrying the bag's got to know the golfer. I mean, those are some particulars, right? You'd think, he's golf, yeah. But they all have instructions, okay? And one of the places that Adam Scott said that he really regrets, it's on his bucket list still, Royal County Down in Ireland. I just had to bring up Ireland in the conversation after talking about Scotland so much. All right, let's thank the people who make this show possible. First off, Aloha Powers Summer Sale. Summer's here sale. Boy, is it ever. We have mowers from homeowner size, you know, the ones that everybody can manage, you can store someplace, to those super-sized landscapers. They're all in stock. Mower accessories galore, available. Mow it, blow it, bag it, and you're done. And you let your equipment do the work, not your back, okay? We ship off island so we can send you any of this stuff. New shipments arrive daily. We're not going to be out. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station, and they're in Waipahu. And here we go. We're driving down Farrington Highway, going in the westbound direction toward Waianae. And you get to Waipahu Depot Street, and you make a left turn, and you'll see Aloha Power Equipment's practically, they're on the west corner, by the way, not the east corner, and on the ocean side. All righty, so if you're following along, if you're going eastbound, you're just going to make a right turn. It's really easy. They got a big sign, Aloha Power Equipment. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Tell them Danielle sent you. And Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii. Quality cameras to capture the memories. Their staff help you find what you need, what you want. You know, that camera of your dreams is there. And maybe you're looking for the camera of somebody else's dreams. So you don't need to worry if you're not going to get the wrong one. You give them a gift card. It's in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. The Honolulu Sign Company, they've been branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels, get this, since 1939. They know their stuff. And, you know, we can't find your place if you don't have a terrific sign. So you've got to get with the Honolulu Sign Company and get branded. The Aloha Section PGA. Yeah, we've been talking about it this morning, right? Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. It's for yourself, yes. It's for your health, absolutely. And it's for friendship. friendships that last forever. Kelly Hines and I were talking about that just a couple of minutes ago. Go golf. All right. And you can always catch us at radiogolfclub.com. The podcast will be there shortly. We're live streaming and, of course, right here on the radio at 101.1 FM. My name is Danielle Tucker. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.